We could speak to the dame now. Good evening to you, Tessa.
Good evening, Eddie. Sir Eddie.
Oh, well, I wish, don't I? But look, you've done a magnificent job. You got it, everything. Everybody has said working with you, that's Labour, Liberal Democrat, Conservatives have said it was absolutely fantastic, kind of cross-party working together. Have you done what you wanted to do? Do you feel as though this is a natural point where you should step back, chill out, relax a little bit?
Well, I'm not sure if I'll chill out or relax, Eddie, but what I do feel is that it's very rare. I think I've said this to you before. I think it's very rare in public life you're lucky enough to start something and then see it right through to the finish. And I have been lucky enough to do that. So I think after 10 years of thinking about the Olympics every day, making decisions, planning, you know, working with this amazing group of people who were, if you like, you know, shared the vision, which then became thousands of people as we got close to the Games. I think having got to the end of that and the fact that it was all such a success, it is time to say job done. And now's the time to stand down from the Shadow Cabinet. I will never stop helping Labour. I will never stop working for my constituents and pursuing all the causes that really matter to me. And, you know, I'm very heavily involved with, I chair the City Safe Foundation with Barry Mizzen in memory of Jimmy and other young men who've been lost to gang crime in London. We're working on setting up this network of City Safe Havens across the city. So it's not stepping down to chill out, it's stepping down to be able to do other things. And I'm really excited about that, but I'm very grateful to have had the opportunity to do what I did for 10 years. And I'm so grateful for the support that I've had from all my Shadow Cabinet colleagues and Ed Miliband, who's a man of such kindness and such generosity. And I'm hugely grateful for that.
There may well be another vacancy coming up. You've been a Minister for London, Olympics Minister. What about Mayor of London?
Should we talk about that in about 2015, Eddie?
That's not a no.
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. I mean, London, I'm sure, will be awash with brilliant candidates.